courtesy of Mobility Unlimited, a Norco Olympia bike courtesy of Bikes on Wheels, and two arts and culture prize packs filled with gift cards, tickets, CDs, and more. Just go to our secure server, www.ciut.fm, and fill out a pledge form. And once again, thank you for supporting CIUT 89.5 FM Community Radio.
CIUT. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet? Or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Steve.
And I'm Rob.
And you're tuned to Equalizing the Story on CIUT.
Can you hear me? Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's one. That one's much better.
Yeah.
And we start off tonight's show with AK-47 from Victoria, a band that's been around for about 8 years now. This is their fifth release, as I was doing some research on them this week. And we heard two tracks off this latest CD. It's self-titled. The songs we heard were Guantanamo and I Don't Give a Fuck. And it's released on their own label, Reason Records.
Cool.
But it's a CD.
Awesome.
Yes.
It was good.
And
fast and
furious.
Yes.
Very inspired by Haymaker and Seeing Red.
Okay.
If you can make the connection. Anyway, we got lots of things in store for you tonight.
Yes.
I brought in a set of
Oi.
A
okay.
set of reissues that have just come out recently. And
I see that government issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got
it's
that.
It's brand new on Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I've got the original of that.
So do I. But this one has some live tracks, but I'm going to play something off the original
okay.
stuff. And I got some new stuff from like Chicago, like the of old releases, Tutu and the Pirates.
Who oh, yeah. I saw that too.
And a band called Da. And some Virulence from San Francisco.
Da's and D-U-H?
D-A. Exclamation mark.
Oh, okay.
A band from Boston called The Conversions. That's going to make up most of my reissue set.
Right.
Scattered all over the place and over various generations of punk. So hope you enjoy all that stuff. We've got show listings. You brought in stuff.
I brought in a bunch of stuff. I've got a set of 60s kind of garagey punk. I've got some live stuff. And what else? A set. I don't know if you knew this, but remember D.O.G.?
Yeah.
The singer apparently died recently.
Terry?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, of cancer.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, 42, I think. I saw it on online. So yeah.
You're younger than me.
Yeah, that's crappy. And so I brought that 7-inch and some other stuff featuring, you know, people who have died. So I thought that was kind of a good theme. And yeah, and just like a set of sort of early 90s hardcore type of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So
the one set I didn't tell you about, it was the Power Violence set.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to knock your socks off.
Awesome.
Right at the beginning. This is a band from Pennsylvania called Backslider, and a song called Nothing to Say.
Cool. Don't be
We're next. Sorry, we started off that set with Backslider and a song Nothing to Say. Cold War, we're next with the song Witching Hour off of a 7-inch that just came out on Deep Six. The Bastard Noise, we're after that off of a split that they did with the Endless Blockade. The song we heard off this was Movement 2. Hip Cops, we're next with Chainsawed to Pieces. That's off of an EP out on Vex Records. Then we heard Chainsaw to the Face with Swallow Your Tongue, which is on a label called Blast Cat, which is a label out of Pennsylvania. Low Threat Profile were next with Ripe and the Product. And then we heard Reproach with Scars, and we finished up with Votsek and Spent Shells Tell No Tales, and that's a split that they did with Cold War. Lots of those releases on Deep Six. Amazing.
It's a good label.
Yeah. Without saying, yeah, that's, yeah.
If you're a fan of that kind of stuff.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
And it's been a while.
A while
I have to tell you, it's been a while.
Since?
I've been jonesing.
For some power violence?
Yes. That Low Threat Profile is knocking
yeah,
me
it's
away.
Good. Yeah,
blowing
yeah.
me away. And that Bastard Noise, you correctly identified Eric Wood being in the band.
Yeah. Well, they're playing at that thing in Texas, the Chaos in Texas show. I think next month.
Yeah, they'll destroy.
Yeah, there's a lot of good bands. Rorschach is playing, Poison Idea, some I guess like a new reincarnation of Poison Idea, and yeah, lots of stuff. Darcy was going to go, but I guess he doesn't have the dough, so unfortunately, he's not going to make it. But if you're in Texas or can make it to Texas, I would recommend going to that festival.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Awesome. So yeah. I've got my set of music with featuring people who are no longer with us, and yeah, so starting off with TVI by the Stooges.
No! Yeah, dude. forever. Paper stays better.
That was Death of Gods, also known as DOG, and that song was called Side by Side. And that's from their 7-inch that's called A World of One Divided by All. And that came out on Hate Breeders Records way back in 1987. And yeah, this is the singer of this band just died recently of cancer. And so that sort of... I've been actually meaning to play something off this for a while, but... now I decided that was a perfect time to play it. So yeah, before that, I was Guitar Wolf, and that was Jet Generation from their album Jet Generation, which came out on Matador Records back in 2000, I believe, 1999. And yeah, their bass player died of a heart attack a few years back. And before that was the Sex Pistols, and they were that's a cover of something else that Sid Vicious sung, and that's from the Great Rock and Roll Swindle soundtrack. And yeah, that's that song, Something Else, is actually an Eddie Cochran song. Another guy who died young. He died in a car accident, I think when he was like 20 or 21 years old. So, yeah.
And Malcolm passed away just recently.
That's true, yeah. There you go. So there's a double whammy. Before that, The Clash with 1977, and that's the flip side of the White Riot single. And the first song was The Stooges, and it was TBI from the Funhouse record. And Ron Ashton, of course, died also of a heart attack last year. And The Stooges are going to be playing this summer for free if you're in Toronto. They're playing at the North by Northeast festival, and they'll be playing at Young and Dundas Square. I can't remember what the exact date is. It's June, and we've got it on. We'll give it in the show listings later. But yeah, X is also playing, Mudhoney, Manor, Astroman. So it's a pretty good lineup for North by Northeast this year. So yeah, come on out for that, and it should be a good show.
And we'll post it up on the blog as soon as we know the date.
Yeah, well, The Stooges is up there, but the X, I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's another free show, though, hopefully. So it should be good. I don't think they've ever played here.
No,
as far as
I
know. Yeah. So, and I have some X, too, that I'm going to play tonight.
Cool.
Yes.
Coming up later. Up next is a set of modern-day street punk, starting off with a band called The Intensives. And this is off of a split they did with the band called Panic Attack. The song we're going to hear off this is called Social Deviant.
Yeah. CIUT can now be heard on channel 946 through Rogers Digital Cable.
Do you like what you're hearing and want more of it? Check out our schedule at CIUT.fm. We have over 80 unique programs we're sure you'll love. We're listener-supported CIUT 89.5 FM.
Something about the friend to bear.
Okay, we started off that set with The Intensives, and we heard a song called Social Deviant, taken off of a split that they did with Panic Attack. Their side was called Terror Resistant, and that was released on Longshot Records. After that, we heard a band from Japan called Rough Stuff, and we heard a song called Out of Control, which is the A side off of this single. It's also out on Longshot Records, but it's co-released with a label in Spain called True Force. Airs and Graces were next, and we heard a song called Truth is Our Voice, also released on Longshot Records. So there's been a slew of releases in the last little bit. And this is called What Happened to the Kids, the EP, if you're looking for it. And, yeah. Anyway, pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not so happy about the anti-red comments on the back, but whatever.
Oh.
They do a Better Dead Than Red song.
Oh, right. That's timely.
I thought we had grown up past the McCarthy era.
Yes.
But some people haven't. Anyway, then we heard Secret Army, and we heard a song called Dare off the We Dare Because We Don't Care EP that's released on Daily Records. And we finished up with Knucklehead. And I wanted to... I've been trying to play this set for a long time. I've had this set for a couple of weeks now. It's... We got a request for Knucklehead during fundraising, so I wanted to play something relatively new. That's a song called Hearts on Fire, and it's the latest stuff that they've recorded. It was came off of a split that they did with Hostage Life. Hostage Life just broke up, but they have released another album's worth of stuff.
Yeah.
On here, they do a cover of Reagan Youth, Young Aryans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, sorry, it's not a cover. It's an original that they've done. Anyway.
How is that an original?
Or I don't know. It's got they've got different lyrics on it.
Okay.
So it's a different song.
Hmm.
But anyway, yeah, both songs, both bands are amazing. And I've kind of, like, been waiting for Hostage Life and Knucklehead to do a split together. And then it happened. And not that I told anybody about it. I just thought, you know, they would be well suited for a split.
Yeah.
Anyway, Longshot put it together and did it. Cool. So it was cool. I think Knucklehead have slowed down a bit. Someone's a dad in the band, so I think, you know, they've got other priorities in the band. But they've still recorded recently, and that's cool. There's two songs on this. We heard the first track off this. So,
Where are they from?
They're from Calgary.
Okay.
And one of my favorite bands from, well, certainly from Calgary, but certainly also from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good song.
They're so melodic. Their stuff is so amazing. It's really catchy. It stays in your head. Anyway, great bands out of Alberta.
Cool.
All right, well,
that's it for your
my
set.
Modern Day Oi set.
Awesome. Cool. Well, my set is coming up. It is an old garage set. I'm going to do a bit of shameless self-promoting, and tomorrow night I'll be DJing with Simon Harvey, former EXD co-host. We'll be...
And one of the original founders of the show.
Yes. He's the one who came up with the X, isn't he?
No, he came up with a name.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's come up with a lot of stuff for the show. Yeah. He's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Without Simon, the show wouldn't be.
Yeah. No, he's, yeah. He's a dedicated guy. And, yeah, the thing that we're doing is called Know Your Product from the Saints song. And, yeah, he came up with that, too. So, if you are in TO and not busy tomorrow night, we'll be there at Disgraceland, which is at, I think, 965 Bloor Street West. A couple blocks west of Ossington on the south side. And, yeah, it's a great bar. Good food, good drinks. You had, what was it you had when we went there? Club sandwich?
Yeah, club sandwich.
A veggie. Amazing. Vegetarian club.
They have
sandwich.
Good vegan stuff. And
good vegan, vegetarian stuff, yeah. So,
but I'm going to say something about the music. Two fanatic collectors digging in their crates. It's going to be a good time.
Yes.
So you should show up early and stay late.
Yeah. Well, we're starting around 10, so.
And, but we'll get into this in a couple of minutes because we're due for show listings after your set. So
yes.
We'll give you the full address because it's right at it's on Bloor.
Yeah.
Tonight. We have the address up on our blog, but we'll tell you.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. So starting off with this set, and it's kind of like a little sampler of the kind of things that we're going to be playing. So this first song is by the Sonics. Once you've tried it,
saying that you love me, yeah. Just a fine love all for yourself. Not to leave but you left me. She wants my loving. Oh, oh, she wants my loving, yeah, yeah. She wants my loving so bad. I've really nothing to say. All she did is break my heart. I'll never trust another girl, so I have a fear that we will part. Oh, she broke my heart and she made me cry. A shame that she loved me, yeah. She took my love all for herself. Now tell me what she left me. She wants my loving. Oh, oh, she wants my loving, yeah, yeah. She wants my loving so bad.
For calling in your support during the Spring Friends of 89.5 membership drive. Without your support, CIUT could not survive. That's why we're still taking pledges and extending our closing date for our grand prize draws. For more info, go to our secure website at www.ciut.fm.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
All right, in that set of garage punk, we started with the Sonics, and that was Strychnine, and that's from a reissue of Here Are the Sonics, which came out on Norton Records in 1998. Second up was a band called Mad Mike and the Maniacs. Sorry, and that song was called The Hunch. And that's from an old garage compilation on Killdozer Records, and the record is called Scum of the Earth. The song after that was from a surf compilation, an old surf compilation that is called Surf War on the appropriately named Surf Records, and the song was called Surf Rider by the Lively Ones. And then it was a song by the Primates called Knock on My Door, and that's from a reissue, a Teenage Shutdown reissue on Crypt Records. So it's a compilation of a bunch of old garage stuff. And then the last song in the set was called Baby by the Tasmanians, and that's from a compilation on Eva Records called Florida Punk from the 60s. So yeah, that's as I was saying before, we're going to be playing stuff like that, all vinyl. That's the other thing that I wanted to mention, because nowadays when you go to a bar and somebody's DJing, they're just kind of pressing, clicking on their iPod or laptop or whatever. So yeah, we're kind of doing an old school thing. And
what fun is that?
I know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, what's the point? You may as well just pop a mix CD and then walk away. So yeah, we're gonna be playing a lot of good stuff, and it's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna play another set after that's kind of more of a punk set, but yeah, we're doing, like, you know, 60s stuff, 70s stuff, a little bit of everything, soul, even
punk, garage, soul, and rock and roll.
Yes.
And what time is that starting at?
10 o'clock.
And that's at 965 Bloor Street West, which, yes, is at Disgrace Land.
Yeah, it's right beside Hurricanes. If you haven't been there.
And Sean, the proprietor, was telling me that he, Disgrace Land is modeled after the Teenage Head logo.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, Sean McDonald, he's an old promoter / DJ. He actually put on the first hardcore show I ever went to in Burlington in 1987.
He was talking about that show.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It was like MSI and Sons of Ishmael and Social Suicide and Problem Children.
It was in like a strip mall.
No, it was at a Knights of Columbus hall.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. It's going to be good, though. Come out, 10 o'clock.
All right, we got some other show listings to tell you about. So, aside from tomorrow night, the next show that's coming up is, there's two shows on Friday. One at the Cool House, which is featuring Public Image.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got new recorded material, which I imagine they'll be featuring.
Probably.
And then at Siesta Nouveau, there is going to be a feminist straight-edge band called, grindcore band called Rape Revenge. Lab Rats and Snake Pit will be opening up, and I think there might be another band added to that bill.
But probably.
We've just got a more TBA right now. On Saturday at Siesta Nouveau, Ruiner are coming up from Baltimore, and opening up will be Black Faxes and Bottom Feeder. On Friday, May 14th at the Phoenix, Screeching Weasel, The Roman Line, and Visitors. On Saturday at the Mod Club, The Riverdales, Varsity Weirdos, and Creeps. Also on Saturday at the P. Masterling Lofts, if you know where that is.
I don't know where that is. I've never been there.
I'm sure it's Siesta Nouveau upstairs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Molested Youth, Nomos, and Urban Blight. Wednesday, May 19th at the Opera House, the Buzzcocks will be playing. And you know something about this, don't you? Are they playing the first two records?
Yeah, they're playing their first two records and some other old hits, apparently.
Much like you'll be playing tomorrow night.
Yes, exactly.
Early stuff.
Yeah.
And opening up will be the Dolly Rots. Thursday, May 20th at the Royal Cinema, Lydia Lunch will be in town doing a solo multimedia word performance titled Sick with Desire. And it'll be just neat to go to that cinema there and watch a performance.
Well, she's...
I got to see... the guys who were in Shadowy Men from Shadowy Planet, their band Atomic... What was the
name? Atomic 7?
Atomic 7 play there.
Right.
In between, sort of opening up for a Kung Fu Friday event. And
oh, cool.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
So Lydia Lunch will probably be spectacular too.
Yeah.
Friday, May 21st at the Hard Luck Bar, Unruled from Montreal. It's featuring some original members, some members from NFC,
right,
filling in the gaps. And I think that's going to be like a record release party because they've got some new recorded material. So
it's putting out the record.
Yeah, there's a 12, I think an 8-song 12-inch that'll be released that night. And so you should go to pick that up. And as well, a pretty star-lined opening group
Brutal
of
Nights.
Bands.
Yeah,
Brutal Nights, Mature Situations, and Birth Defect, all great bands from here.
Yes.
And that same lineup will be playing in Hamilton at the Casbah Lounge the next night, minus Birth Defect. Rocket Reducers will be filling in the opening slot. And they've got a brand new LP that just came out on Deadbeat
Records. You played that a while ago. We played a song from that, didn't you?
No, I don't have the new one.
Oh.
So.
Or was it 7-inch?
It was a 12-inch that they self-released prior to this.
Okay.
Tuesday, May 25th at the Phoenix, Killing Joke are playing. So lots of old bands getting back together.
Yeah.
Tuesday, June 1st at Siesta Niveau, Ludax and Birth Defects. Tuesday, June 8th at 751 Queen Street West, City Sweethearts. The last show.
Oh, right.
Before
That's
they...
what you played. Sorry. I was getting them mixed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The last show before they head off on tour down in the States. So it's being subtitled the Drink and Destroy Tour Send Off.
Yes.
So get polluted that night. Monday, June 14th at the Wrong Bar, Strike Anywhere, Bane, Low Talker, and Tusha Moore. Saturday, June 19th at Dundas Square, this is the Iggy Pop and the Stooges show that we were talking about earlier, which will be a free show because it's outdoors, and not sure of the time yet, but we'll fill you in when we get a
more... We'll probably go on at like 10 or something.
Yeah. The Ravenettes will be opening up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, July 3rd at the Garrison, Uncle Monk, which is Tommy Ramone, will be playing. And opening up will be the Treasures, the Staggerlies, and Cactus. Saturday, July 24th at Mitzi Sisters, the Action will be back in town. And we still don't know if there's an opening band for that or not. But there probably will be. And if we can find out what that is, then we'll get that out for you.
Yes.
And that's about it. If there's a show that you know of that isn't on that list, you can forward it on to us at equalizingxdistort@caut.fm, or you can call us here at 416-946-7000. And I just wanted to remind you, if you wanted to catch up on that listing and you have a computer, equalizingxdistort.blogspot.com, and on the right-hand side is the show listings.
Yes.
So
all kinds of stuff on the blog.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Mental stuff. Posted up over 100 posts this week.
That's, wow.
Kind of stupid, isn't it?
That's crazy.
I went back through all our MySpace sites and posted up all the playlists from the last couple of years. So I got 2005 through to 2007.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Not all of 2005. It kind of runs out in May.
That's a lot.
And I've thrown out all my other playlists, so I don't have a way of filling it in. But if anyone has a way of filling that in, we'd love to put them up anyway.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of top tens up there now and a bunch of other things that have gone up.
I've archived shows.
I put up the original Riot 99 interview that we did.
Cool.
That just got posted this morning. And I found an old interview that I did with Martin Sorrenda guy from Lengua Armada.
Okay.
And I'm going to be posting that up later on this week because... it needs some editing to it.
Okay.
But it's going up soon.
Cool.
All kinds of crazy things on there.
That's good.
I was hoping Ed was going to be in town today to put up some other sound files, because we got loads of other back
Montreal.
Issues at Studio 3. But yeah, I called him.
He's at Club Super Sex.
I called him and he answers the phone, Sava? I'm like, shut up, Ed.
He's going to come back wearing a beret. A baguette under his arm.
Hopefully he brings us back some bagels, man.
Yeah.
Those
Montreal bagels are good, yeah.
Damn good.
Definitely.
All right, well, I guess sort of following in, let's get back into some music, the set that you did of older stuff, we're also going to play, this is the set of older stuff that I promised at the beginning of the show. This is a bunch of bands that recorded a long time ago. Some of these recordings have been released. Some of them have not, like the beginning band that we're going to start off with. I've talked a bit about on the show about a compilation from Chicago, a video, a documentary that's come out called You Weren't There.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who put together that documentary have also started finding lots of unreleased recordings, which is this first band called Da, D-A, exclamation mark, a band that's described as Patti Smith fronting Joy Division.
Hmm.
So we're going to start off with that. This has never been released before. We're going to hear a song off this called Oh Boy. We're going to hear some other bands like Tutu and the Pirates that was also on that compilation from Chicago. So we're going to start off with some Chicago bands to begin with. This cool. is Da and the song Oh Boy.
Cool. Hit it.
But most of all, they just forgot. Submission and condition, my PO's an asshole. You run a creepin' empty, you broke one that parole. Hey, I think it's AMG, I'm shoving from the gate. My PO's, I need to know, what do you think it's great? I don't draw him, but draw him, this is a mistake. I'm MVC, AMG, I'm shoving from the gate. It's coming from the gate, it's coming from the gate. It's coming from the gate. Get a kick from sectioning my time. But as I say, here I play, PO is such a crime. I get a 10-day sanction, it's 30 at the most. Don't you worry, I won't hurry, I'm playing ghost to ghost. Hey, it's me, it's Angie, I'm scouting from the gate. My PO, I need to know, he wouldn't think it's great. I don't draw him for sure, this is a mistake. I've been seeing it, Angie, I'm scouting from the gate. It's scouting from the gate, it's scouting from the gate. It's scouting from the gate.
We started off that last set with a band called Da from Chicago, and we heard a song called Oh Boy. They're pretty much an all-girl band except for one of the members who is a guy, and the token guy who I think plays maybe guitar in the band. They, even though they're described as Joy Division, I don't really see the Joy Division thing.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
But certainly there is that sort of New York art element to it, and they kind of reminded me of, well, it's, I don't know. It's certainly punk for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, we heard a song called Old Boy off this, and there's a couple of goodies on here, a couple of duds, but nonetheless, just one of these, you know, unearthed pieces from the Chicago scene. And that was followed up by another one, a band called Tutu and the Pirates, and this is also a collection of a number of recorded pieces that never got released. The album's called Suburban Insult Rock for the Anti-Lectual, 1977 to 1979, and the song we heard was called I've Got Zits, and it led into a song called Zombie Hordes. And as described on here, this is possibly the first Chicago punk band formed in 1977. So they could have been the first. It's the debate's on, I think. Government Issue, we're next. And Doctor Strange has just released Joyride, which I believe was their second record. Originally released on Fountain of Youth. They had the 7-inch that was released prior to that.
On Discord.
Yeah. And on here is their cover of These Boots Are Made for Rockin'.
Oh, okay.
Is
that
Nancy live? Sinatra song? No, but they do release on one side Hey Ronnie, which is off the Legless Bull EP.
Right.
And Puppet on a String. And both of those recorded in different places. One was in New York City and one was at Pierce Hall in D.C. So different live recordings. Obviously, they've got lots of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
But they only pulled one of each. And I listened to the sound quality of the live stuff, and it's amazing.
Oh.
Usually, you know, it's hard to hear. This stuff isn't. Then we heard, you know, these are different generations of punk bands. The first ones were punk bands, the first wave of the hardcore band. Then in 1985, there was this incredible band from California called Virulence, and a bunch of labels have just gotten together and pulled together a discography for them called If This Isn't a Dream, 1985 to 1989. We heard a song off this called Spilling It Out from their earlier recordings. Then we heard MDC, not a new recording. This is the only anomaly in the set, but an old band. They've got a new split out with the band called The Restarts from England. The split is called Mobocracy. We heard a song off that called Absconding from the Gates. I haven't heard lots of good stuff from MDC lately, but this not so bad. Mm-hmm. At least that track. So there's some stuff on here that's all right. And we finished up with a band called The Conversions, who are a band from Boston that existed from 2005 to 2008, so relatively a modern band. I don't know if they're still around, but this LP, Spineless Wonders, was reissued on a label called Ride the Snake just recently. So a band that's described like Sex Vid, Clock Cleaner, Fucked Up, The Observers, Piss Jeans. They get described as lots of those things. We heard a song off this called No One Is Watching, and they totally reminded me of like sort of like Minutemen meets like some crazy kind of, like there's just a lot of rolling energy in there.
Right.
I loved it, and I think they're an awesome band, and I don't know much about them, but
yeah, well,
to find this.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
I like the guitar in it.
And I think the cover is silkscreened, which to me is extra points.
Yeah, definitely.
They put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
Anyway, a band called The Conversions from Boston. The LP is called Spineless Wonders, and it's out on Ride the Snake.
Cool.
Again, reissued.
Reissued. Awesome. Well, my set coming up now is it's another old set, old like 70s punk, basically. Sort of plugging the thing tomorrow night at Disgraceland again. This is kind of another element of what we're going to be playing. So, starting out with a song by X, and this is from the Adult Books EP, and it's called We're Desperate.
CIUT can now be heard on channel 946 through Rogers Digital Cable.
The great program you enjoy each day on CIUT 89.5 FM is made possible by you. CIUT is listener-supported radio. Visit us online at CIUT.fm.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was The Boys with The First Time. And before that, and that's actually from a, it's like a K-Tel record, sort of, but it's on Polydor. It's called 20 of Another Kind, and it's all these old punk bands. And I guess they were trying to capitalize on that back then. It's kind of funny because it's a totally ridiculous record cover, but there's so many good songs on it, like Stiff Little Fingers is on there, The Jam is on there. The Stranglers, it's a good record. So before that, it was the Cramps with She Said, and that's the flip side on the Goo Goo Muck 7-inch. And we actually had somebody call in about that, so thanks for calling.
Appreciating it. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We're glad that people are listening. Before that, first song in the set was We're Desperate, and that's from the Adult Books single. That is by X, and that was reissued on Danger House Records. And, we've got about 20 minutes left. Demo features coming up.
A band this week from Manila called Sank K.
Yeah.
Crust band, so stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. And, I've got a few more songs, and then we're going to get into that demo. And I am going to start off, this is more of a hardcore set. And it's going to be Born Against, and this is from the Rebel, what the hell is this called? Rebel Sound of Shit and Failure, which is a compilation of all of their 7 inches and compilation tracks that came out on Kill Rockstars Records. And this was originally on the that 7-inch was Industrial Relations Employment Office. You know that one? Yeah. So Born Against.
That's what everyone called it.
That's what everyone called it. I think it was kind of like a self-titled thing.
It was,
it had that picture on it. Yeah. So yeah, but it's Born Against coming up now.
Motherfucker, I'm a 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 motherfucker, I
right. That set started out with Born Against with 9 years Later. That's from the Rebel Sound of Shit and Failure anthology of their compilation and 7 inches. And after that, it was the Dwarves with Motherfucker. And that's from the 7-inch that came out on Sub Pop Records in 1990 with some songs from Blood, Guts, and Pussy, which is probably the best Dwarves record. And they kind of didn't, I don't know. I guess you can argue that they kind of went downhill from there, but they've sort of gone a bit too Ramonesy. After that, it was Propagandhi with Anti-Manifesto. That's the first song from their first album called How to Clean Everything on Fat Records, which came out in 1993. And the last song on that in that set was Corredido Jodido, and that's a Los Crudos song from their single Las Injusticias Caen Como Pesadillas. Sorry if I mispronounced that. But yeah, that was came out on Lengua Armada. And
Lengua Armada.
Lengua, yeah. See, Steve's better at this.
No, you had most of it. That was good. I didn't touch it.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, that was my set, 4 songs.
When the World Cup came this week.
Oh, that's right.
And then the immigration minister was there at the airport to welcome it there. He kept on mispronouncing Kanon's name.
Oh, really?
Because Kanon's was traveling with it, and he's got the World Cup song.
Okay.
Kanan, he kept on calling him.
Kanan.
It was driving me nuts.
Yeah. That's anyway. Funny. Are you surprised, though?
Yes. I figured they should at least get the guy's
name. What's
there.
His name? I can't remember now.
Who?
The immigration minister.
I don't know.
Is it Lawrence Cannon?
I don't know who it was. It's just idiot.
Yeah.
Some idiot.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. One of Harper's boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the demo feature. Tonight is a crust band from Manila, Philippines, called Sang K. And we're going to start off with a song called Gios Tawa and a bunch of others. Here we go.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end. There's one song we didn't get to. That's a band called Sankey from Manila, Philippines, with songs we heard were Gios Tawa, Full of Lies, Samuk, and Demonia Gobierno, I think.
Maybe Teresa can translate.
Yeah. It's okay. We'll get it translated, and we'll tell you about it next week. So that brings us to the end. Thanks a lot for tuning in.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week, I suppose.